going to call the Tana County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Bob, you want to establish a quorum, please?
All right. Dave Stewart called. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you at this time to the December 19th, 2016 Tana County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tana County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear a new concept request to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon two Division III permit applications. The Planning Commission will also hear five new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, January 9th public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this time, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody read the November minutes? Somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove them? Are there any changes?
I'll make a motion to accept them as they're written.
Somebody want to second that?
I'll do that.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. First one up will be Snowden's Heating and Air, LLC.
Okay.
I say that every time. Hearing instead of heating.
The staff recommendations on this, if the Tana County Planning Commission approves Division III Permit 2016-26, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Tana County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: utility easements and building line setbacks, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, a compliance letter from the Western Tana County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division II permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, prior to the issuance of Division II Certificates of Conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Tana County Fire Protection District to the Tana County Planning Department office. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Tana County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Larry or Pam, you want to come up? Both of you?
Sir.
Either one? Both of you can come up, but one of you just talk, okay? Anybody got any final questions for these guys? Okay. Ask for somebody to make a motion at this time to approve or disapprove.
I'll make a motion to accept it as it is.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second.
Got a bunch of seconds. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Thank you.
Folks.
All right. Yay.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Be safe. Happy New Year. Okay, my Wildwood Cottage. It withdrawed. Okay, Missouri 15, Parasite Tower.
Okay, on that one, the staff recommendations are if the Tana County Planning Commission approves Division III Permit Number 2016-28, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Tana County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Aviation Administration, if required. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than generators. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, prior to the issuance of the Division II permit, the utility lot plat shall first be approved by the Planning and Zoning Department and filed with the Recorder of Deeds Office. Seven, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division III permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of the cessation of operations. And number eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, you want to come up, please? Has anybody got any questions for him? Okay, somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I'll make that motion to approve.
Somebody want to say it? Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
That was easy. Good, thank you.
Have a good Christmas. Okay, now we're going to Branson Zipline.
Okay, and the staff's just prepared some aerial photos of the property in question. The property is located at 2339 U.S. Highway 65, Walnut Shade. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here, but essentially they're proposing the addition of an alpine coaster to the existing Branson Zip Line. Here's the property in question. Kind of zoom in.
There, there, Craig Combs. You know, come up.
I'm actually Kendall. Craig's part of we own it together. So
okay.
Craig's number. I'm Kendall. So.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Have you had any problem with the traffic getting in and out of there as of now?
No, sir.
How much do you anticipate your traffic to grow? How big? How much more people are you going to see there? You guess.
I think it'll be probably double what's there now. Which right now, I don't have a traffic count. How many cars may have? There's about 20,000 people a year in there right now. You know, but I'm not sure how many cars that is.
That's a concern to me.
Had a main problem with traffic in the past, had wrecks or anything like that?
No.
That's about the only access you have that you can really get into that property, isn't it?
It's the only one we have, yes, sir.
Yeah. So it's, and plus he's on a state highway and he had to get state permission, so.
Right. But when it doubles, is it still going to maintain that state? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the state has any count as to what it's going to be. They just give you a certain width and specs for your entrance. Yeah.
I'm going to make their guidelines. That's
be something he'd have to take up with them. The state.
And Kendall, the hours of operation would be consistent with what it currently is?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you operate after dark?
Not right now. We don't. Now, if it's feasible, we might would add lights to this where it could be after dark. You know, but,
if you did that, would you be lighting up your entrance?
Yes, if it is. And I think it may be lit a little bit now. So.
I don't remember. I don't remember seeing any lights out there at the entrance when I went by.
So you're thinking about extending your hours, or you're not extending your hours?
Would be the same hours we'd be playing right now, because it's pretty expensive to light something like that, so I'm not sure it'd ever be feasible. We'd have to wait and see if it was on that. You know, so.
Well, you're not... if we do this, it has to be this way, not to light it up later, you know.
Excuse me, I didn't understand sure what...
If you come before us now and we approve it this way, then you'll have to come back if we approve it the operation hour a different one.
If we stipulate that.
Yeah, if we, sometimes there'll be a condition placed on the permit in regard to hours of operation. In many instances, especially if there's a concern about lighting or noise or or different things.
I would be inclined not to rain on the parade, but to stipulate something about operation during daylight hours, because if that was going to operate at night and people turning in and off that highway, I'd really like to see them back in here with what kind of lighting program we could have at that intersection. I don't have a problem operating at night. That might be fun, but that intersection would need to be well lighted so that the 80 mile an hour traffic, if my wife's driving on there, there are people pulling in and out.
And I know we could light to the to our right of way line, and I'm assuming we just have to find out if MoDOT would let us light it on up on theirs. But,
Oh yeah, if you can, you can do.
You can't light out on the right away. Yeah. Just to what you own. Yeah. But it looks like you've got a contractor that's going up. It's built 180 feet, so he knows what he's doing. So.
I would request something from MoDOT on the increased traffic there, just to make sure they don't ensure an access or exit lane, additional lane coming onto the highway. Required different operations for commercial.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a blanket deal. Just you do whatever you want. This is a wide enough entry.
Yeah, that's a MoDOT.
Yeah, I think that ought to be looked at.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else got any more questions? You get that on there, Bob, what George wanted stipulated?
Yes.
Well, that's just a suggestion. I mean, if everybody else agrees and it's not going to, how do you feel about that on your permit for operating this? Is operating in daylight hours with that?
Yes, and
that's fine.
I'm okay with that, and we could come back to you with a lighting plan. That wouldn't be hard to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd like to have something at least where they discuss the MoDOT for UNC
breaks. Exactly.
We've looked at that. There's enough the shoulder that off the shoulder. There's enough feel already there that it wouldn't be hard to add that. D-cell and XL lane. If MoDOT would allow it, probably would be good.
Yeah, you got enough pull off her anyway.
Yeah. So if MoDOT allowed, we're not against that.
You've already talked to MoDOT when you put in your entrance originally, right?
Well, we purchased that after it's put in, so
okay. It
had to be worked out through MoDOT, but we weren't involved in that. So.
Would it be a hardship for you to bring us something back? Would it be a hardship for you to talk to MoDOT, let them know what you're doing, and get a recommendation from them of what needs to take place so that we know what's going on there with MoDOT?
Yeah, no, I think we could do it. I don't think so. No.
Okay. You'll be coming.
It would help